systems.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing
system. Welcome.
One other party is in this conference.
Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
SMJ testing 123. SMJ, 我应该已经把你加到 classroom 了。
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Yangtaru at Pharaohs has joined in on radio.
Even 900, he should be in now. 1084 SMJ. It turns out every time I add a user to the class, I get email from root. SMJ, 是的。 SMJN 全都在睡觉吗?
Yangtaru at Pharaohs has left in on radio.
Hello everyone.
1087. They are probably having exams. SMJ, 中国现在是早上10点。 1089, Chinese students get summer vacation usually from July 1st to August 31st.
1089 at Pharaohs has left for validate.
8 您可以在7月1日至8月31日期间运行 SDF 课程 1091 Write the timestamp on QQ log is in UTC 加8
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Well, I don't know if it's true right now. When I used to be a student, I had add-on classes. Since last year, all these kinds of activities are underground.
IMGHTTP://gchat.qpic.cn/gchatpic/.
There are three other parties in this conference.
7-6-5-6-2-7-5-2-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5-6-5
radio.
Internet dog.
Hey, 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 Joshua.m chiming in here with a microphone test. Seems to be working all right. We'll see if we can get anybody else on the line. I'm watching chats coming in over IRC as well as comm mode. I'll hop on the XMPP server as well. So wherever you are, if you're listening, I'll see what you say. Seems like my microphone is being a little bit noisy. I might have to play with the gains on that a little bit.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Well, I guess it's up to me to fill some time here on the air. Not really sure what to be talking about, but I'm sure there's some of you out there in comm mode that'll chime in and tell me what you want to talk about.
What should we talk about?
Comm mode has gone eerily quiet. Y'all are usually much more chatty than this. Y'all gotta be careful. If nobody hops on, I'm gonna inevitably end up diving towards politics, and who knows where that rabbit hole will lead us.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Unix 0RD at SDF has joined an radio.
Welcome, welcome, Unix Lord. Got any topic suggestions if you're actually tuned in over on anonradio.net?
Culture, music, tech, food, or life?
I don't know. Those are all good topics. I like all of them, to be honest. I mean, music's a pretty straightforward one for me because I like pretty much everything, and that's not one where it has a qualifier with it. It's straight up everything. It might be death metal one day. Next day we're bumping to some EDM. Next day it's some country music. You just kind of never know. But I am pretty well an open book, so if there's anything that you want to know about me, throw it over in Commode, IRC, or on the XMPP server, and I'll respond.
Yupeng at SDF has joined an radio from lobby.
I want to ask one tech question. Why TCP need three-way handshake?
That might be a wonderful question, but I might be the wrong person for that, Yang Tao. I am not the most competent person when it comes to the different internet protocols. I'm more of a, dabble in a little bit of programming, play with some older systems, configure a few Raspberry Pis, set up a few web servers, but I haven't gotten too much into the idiosyncrasies of network communication.
Yapeng, the founder of SDFCLUB.CN. Do you know about the QQ group?
Yes.
I don't.
There are 48 people in it now.
Group number.
What's the QQ group?
I will find the URL.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
QQ Group, it is 513-706-123. QQ greater than https://ssl.cc.qq.com/v3/index-chs.html.
12 listeners with a daily peak of 31 and 43 peak for the month.
There are 3 other parties in this conference.
Just because we can, I'm curious how this will sound over VoIP if I play a little ukulele. It's a little bit crunchy, but kind of what I would expect for a VoIP call.
Plisk, hi. SMJ.
Welcome, Plisk.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
I always love that chord progression. I don't know what to do with it, but I've always thought it had kind of a charming sound to it. I don't know. I was kind of hoping somebody else would go ahead and call in, and that way we could have some conversations. I feel like that's a lot more fun than just hearing me rabble.
Unified ideograph, unified ideograph, unified ideograph of a.
The subtle clicky clacks of the Razer keyboard.
Pliscat Pharaohs has left an radio.
I can just kind of do what I want until somebody else calls in. So I'm not original enough to write my own music. I haven't gotten to that point yet. You know, I'll dabble in whatever I get my hands on. Maybe it's a ukulele one day, guitar the next, a little bit of mandolin, some harmonica. But, you know, I do enjoy playing the songs that other people have written, you know, pouring my passion into singing the lyrics they've written. So the one song that you have to learn if you ever pick up a ukulele, because everyone will ask for it, is Over the Rainbow. You know, it's the one everybody wants to hear. Guess I should probably mute myself in the background, because that's going to trip me up if I'm listening to that on delay. Alright, there we go. Doo-doo-doo.
SDF has left an radio.
Oh. Call them VoIP 929-299-1269.
I agree with you, Praetor. That's a wonderful song on the ukulele. I don't know that I can do it the same justice that good old Israel can, but that man was a blessing while we had him. All right, well, now I've burned the uke card. So now I don't know what to do. If anyone else is listening and you do want to dial in, you can dial in from a regular phone or through a SDF VoIP line. It's all up to you. If you're dialing in from a regular phone, the number is 929-299-1269. And if you're dialing in from a SDF VoIP line, it's just the regular conference line, which is 1086, to dial in. I'd love to chat with any one of you that are willing. I think it's always nice to get to meet some new people and, you know, just talk a little bit about life. It's a different adventure for each and every one of us. Different struggles we go through, different blessings we have, and it's always interesting to get that balanced perspective.
Tobat Otaku has left an radio to check mail.
Tob has left us? How dare he?
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Tobe Doctor Who has joined in on radio.
Welcome back, Tobe. Hey, Tobe, you're good at this stuff. You do a show. What should I be talking about right now? I feel like I'm having the audio equivalent of a writer's block where it's like, normally I can talk about so much, but then when I'm put on the spot, all of a sudden, poof, away it goes.
Group number 4.
Permission denied. Please try again.
Komma QQ Group, it is 513,706,123.
What should I talk about?
Yes. A unified diagraph.
Tobe says T. Now, T is good, but I don't know that I'm really a T aficionado. I mean, don't hate me, but I go for the cheap stuff, you know? Some PG tips does me just fine. If I'm going for a cup of hot tea, I tend to steer towards the blacks. I will say, though, being a Southern man, there's nothing like a good old glass of iced tea, especially made out in the
McCormick
sun.
McCormick at Iceland has left
an
radio.
That's just the way to do it. I made some just the other day. Perfect. You just get yourself a gallon jug, fill it almost all the way up. If you're doing a gallon, you want about 4 family-sized tea bags. Otherwise, you do 4 small tea bags per quart. Let that sit for about 4 hours in the hot Texas sun. And then when you bring it back inside, make yourself some simple syrup. Should be about depending upon whether you got that southern sweet tooth or not, somewhere between 3/4 of a cup and a cup and a half of sugar that you're going to try and get in there. Put it all into your pitcher, let that cool down, and you'll not have a better cup of iced tea than that. Kind of makes me sad when I go to restaurants and I go to order and they only have unsweet tea, because it's just not the same. You can't dump the sugar in it after the fact. And no sugar. Tea's just not the same without it for me. Now, it's interesting. I find tea hard to drink if you don't have the sugar, but coffee is a totally different story. My coffee, I actually prefer it black. Maybe it's just so I can feel better about drinking the ludicrous amounts that I do. But with my coffee, I go straight black. In fact, I like it strong, too. I get the funny looks from Starbucks baristas when I walk up and ask for a tall black eye. And I've even had a few times I've had to explain to them that, like, yes, tall cup, two shots of espresso, and then fill it up the rest of the way with drip coffee. But hey, that's just the way I like it. I mean, that's about all I've got to say about tea. Like I said, I'm not really an aficionado when it comes to that front. Well, I guess if we're talking leaves that people enjoy, I do have something else I could talk about. Pipes. Now, pipes have always been a curious one for me. I got into pipes, well, actually got my first one, right around the age of 16 years old. Shipped that over to my house along with a tin of Three Oaks by McClelland, as well as some original Frog Mortons, and I enjoyed that. In fact, I think I still might have some of that Three Oaks sitting behind me in a jar in my tobacco shelf. I was always really bummed because there was one tobacco I had heard so many good things about called Frog Morton Cellar. And it was supposed to be kind of a cross between an aromatic and an English. And if you're not familiar with pipe tobaccos, aromatics are your more light tobaccos. So they focus more on a flue-cured tobaccos or you know, the Virginias, but not quite as bright and grassy as the Virginias you get in an English. And then they're all cased. And those casings give them flavors. That's how you get, like, if you had a grandpa or a dad that, you know, they smoked and it smelled like cherries, it was an aromatic. But this Frog Morton Cellar is supposed to sit right between that and an English. And English are the more no casing, straight tobaccos, typically more of a focus on Latakia. And the way Latakia is cured causes it to have kind of that smoky campfire aroma. And then they would tin it up with a little cube off of a whiskey barrel. So it's supposed to just be this, I don't know, so many people said so many good things, and then now it's gotten to the point where if you want to try and find a tin of it, ever since McClelland shut down, they're going for, oh gosh, I don't even know, probably $100 a tin would be a fair price nowadays on the market, and I just don't know that I can justify that for a pipe.
Visible at SDF has left on radio.
But yes. I do W have Linux. Quite the collection. Corn cobs have always been my favorite over briars, but I think I've got about 4 briars in the collection now. And to be honest, it all started, and this is going to sound silly when I say it, but Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. That's what got me into pipe smoking, along with, you know, I had an uncle that would smoke pipe. So every Christmas time when he was down with the family, I would see him light up his pipe and smell it. I always thought it looked like an enjoyable thing to do. And then I read Tom Sawyer, read Huckleberry Finn, and read about these boys cruising down the Mississippi with some corn cobs that they hollowed out and stuck a piece of bamboo in, and they're packing it full of some torn up tobacco leaves. And I don't know why, but that just struck me as something that I wanted to do. And oh, goodness. How far back do I want to go? I did some terrible things to try and get the feeling of smoking a pipe because I wanted it, and I couldn't have it because obviously I was underage. I do remember at some points I went as far as fashioning a pipe out of tinfoil. And then I would pack it full of tea leaves. This is actually bringing it back to Toad's comment about tea. I would pack it full of tea leaves. And I would smoke that, because that was the closest I could get to feeling like I was smoking a pipe. Publius, I wish you would have said something about a spare VGA distribution amplifier earlier. Where I work, we just recently did a donation run of a bunch of old electronics, and there were a bunch of VGA stuff in there, like 100-footer cables, VGA DAs, a bunch of good stuff in there. But spoke too late, man. Spoke too late. So yeah, I would do that to try and get the feeling. In fact, even further back than that, probably around the age of, I don't know, maybe 10 to 12, there are these very specific hollow weeds you could find sitting around. And they had joints in the weed. This is sounding terrible if I don't specify. I'm talking about actual weeds that grow in your grass. And if you broke it off between the joints, then it was like a hollow reed. And so I would take those, and I would light them, and I would smoke them. And I remember one time, still relatively young, didn't understand the humor in this, but I was at a grocery store with my parents, and see a lady outside smoking a cigarette, and of course I'm thinking of what I do. And I tell her, you should smoke some weeds. It's much better for you. Of course, now I realize that she probably didn't understand I meant go into your backyard and find that one specific reed-type plant where you can break it off and smoke it. But, you know, as is life as a kid, you say some dumb stuff. But, yeah, with pipes, I've still found them to be a very enjoyable hobby. I've managed to get my father into them as well. So it's always a good time when him and I can just sit back and rocking chairs on a porch, watch the sunset, pipe in hand, have some conversations. I just find a pipe, I don't know, there's something soothing about it. Almost traditional in a way, too. It feels like you're tying back to generations before you, because it's been around for a long, long time across so many cultures, you know, all the way from Native Americans and peace pipes to your American immigrants that were lighting up their corn cobs. They've always been around. And so in some ways, I just like that feeling of heritage, you know, doing something traditional like that. But I've got a whole collection now. I've probably got, oh, I don't even know, 1.5-2 pounds of different tobaccos behind me. Some of them are ones I stockpile. If you're looking for recommendations, a very good beginner tobacco would be Lane 1Q. Very smooth, smells just like what your grandpa smoked. You're never going to get a nasty look if you're smoking that and someone walks by. If you don't mind being a little stinkier and you like something a little stronger, if you can find it, I do recommend Peter Stokeby's PS400 Luxury Navy Flake. Now, being a flake tobacco, it's a little harder to prepare and pack, but my, is it worth it. It's a Virginia Perique blend, and your Virginias are a lot younger, a lot more earthy, so you kind of get that grassy, hay, earth tone from your Virginias. And then your Periques come in there with almost a peppery bite. So it all kind of balances out into this wonderful, wonderful smoking experience. And what I found really interesting with the flakes is the flavor will change depending upon how you prepare them. So personally, with that one, I found the best flavor to be kind of folding stuff. So you kind of stretch the flake of tobacco out a little bit, and then you just crumple it up and stuff it in the pipe and go. But there's so many other methods. You can do a cube cut, because every flake tobacco is going to have a grain, and you can get a sharp pair of scissors and cut against the grain to make little cubes that you lightly pack in the pipe. You can also fully rub it out, where you just sit there and keep rubbing all of the different, rubbing the tobacco flakes until it turns into more of a loose leaf. But I don't know, with that particular blend, I never found it gave me the smoking experience I was looking for. And honestly, the hardest part when it comes to smoking pipes is getting through all of your blends, because you'll see all these different blends, you'll want to try them out, and next thing you know, you've got 20 different jars of tobacco opened up, and you want to get through it before it dries out. But you also want to try that next one that you haven't gotten to crack open. Like, I know I've got a tin of some Dunhill 3P, or 3P's, just waiting on me, teasing me sitting in that cabinet. I've heard such wonderful things about it, but I can't justify opening it when I've got all these other open jars.
I don't even know what this jar of tobacco is sitting next to me
on my desk, but it smells heavenly. It's definitely in English, but I didn't label the jar, so it's kind of a mystery smoke. Get that rich campfire from the Latakias. If you find yourself interested, if I've piqued your interest at all with pipes, you know, I'd love to have further conversations with anybody who's listening about them. You can reach out to me, my VOIP line, if you want to call me that way. It's 1821. I work kind of your normal 8 to 5 type of deal, central time. So anywhere outside of those hours, I'm a night owl. You can give me a call. You can hit me up on SDF. I'm joshua.m. So joshua.m@sdf.org, send me an email. You can also reach out to me over the XMPP servers. I'm on there under the same name. Really any way you can get a hold of me. But if you want more information too, there's some really good YouTubers out there in the pipe community. One that I found especially helpful getting started was oh, now I'm going to feel bad because I'm blanking on his name. I'm going to have to go hop over to YouTube real quick and look it up. Because it's not Pipes and Cigars, that's a magazine you order from. What is this man's name? I bet if I search pipe smoking, he'll be the first result. Nope. Oh, he's got to be in here somewhere. Seeing a lot of ones I know. Mutton Chop Piper, that's his name. But yeah, the Mutton Chop Piper. He's got some really good videos, kind of just a really cool, laid-back dude. Type of guy that you'd want to have a beer with. But I guess that helped me fill up some time, just going on a tangent about pipes. I mean, it's something I really enjoy. It's something that, you know, I find kind of brings a certain peace and tranquility to life. All this talking about it makes me want to go pour a little Jaeger into a cup and sit out on my porch and enjoy. Oh, and in case Tobe is listening in, Tobe, I want pictures of your goats because I have many goats too. And I love goats. We've got a little one right now. We're refusing to name him because we still don't know if he's going to make it. But our house is always the goat infirmary if they can't make it over at the ranch. So in this case, what happened with him was his mom didn't want to nurse him. She had another baby who was a little bit older. She had this new one. No interest. He would come up, try to feed. She wouldn't let him.
SMJ, Katakana letter number, Kanada letter da, unified ideograph, Kanada letter da, Katakana letter number, unified ideograph, box drawings heavy up and horizontal, box drawings heavy horizontal, box drawings heavy up and horizontal, SMJ.
Sorry, I'm listening to the broadcast dude in the background and laughing at it, repeating out whatever SMJ just put in. But, just trying to get some food in him, see if we can get him to grow big enough to go out and join the herd. Although we have learned the bottle babies never really fully integrate into the herd. I don't know if you've had that problem before, Tobe, but especially when they get raised at our house around our dogs, they tend to hang out more with our livestock dogs than they do with the herd, and they kind of go off and do their own thing.
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP.
Well, looks like I'm right about at the end of the time here for the OpenVOIP. Hopefully some of you have found my ramblings a little interesting here, a little ukulele playing, rambling about pipe tobacco. Long